important for you to hear. Mel Amundsen had a small stroke, not this past week, but the week before. He's doing really well. You'll see him on our prayer list, but he's doing really, really well. A little bit of weakness on one side, but hopefully that will come back and therapy will strengthen that up as well. So anyway, but he's doing fine, talking fine. You wouldn't know it, but did want to let you know about that. Keep him in your thoughts and prayers as well. Let us prepare for our worship. Please rise. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, full of compassion and mercy, abounding in steadfast love. Amen. Trusting God's promise of forgiveness, let us confess our sin against God and one another. Eternal God, our Creator, in you we live and move and have our being. Look upon us, your children, the work of your hands. Forgive us all our offenses and cleanse us from proud thoughts and empty desires. By your grace, draw us near to you, our refuge and our strength. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit given to us. In the mercy of Almighty God, Christ died for us while we still were sinners. And for his sake, God forgives you all your sins. Amen. Thank you. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Gracious God, you have placed within the hearts of all your children a longing for your word and a hunger for your truth. Grant that we may know your Son to be the true bread of heaven and share this bread with all the world. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Be seated, and would the children please come forward. Good morning. Look what I brought, a cereal bowl. That's not really a cereal bowl, is it? What is it? Do you know what to call this? Charlotte, you said it's an offering plate. Okay, yeah, that's exactly right. And this offering plate, you know what'll happen with something like this a little bit later. It'll get passed up and down every pew, and what do people put in it? Money, yeah, that's right. And that's what I wanted to talk about today, because today in our gospel lesson is a story you've probably heard before. Jesus was preaching to people, and he preached all day long, and it got to the end of the day, and you know what? They were hungry, and they didn't have anything to eat, and it wasn't just 12 people. It was 5,000 people, and it wasn't just 5,000 people. It was 5,000 men plus women and children. They weren't even counted back then, and so it was a whole big crowd of people, and Jesus said, how in the world are we going to feed these people? And he asked his disciples, how are we going to feed these people? And they had no clue. Do y'all know what happened next? No, God didn't make bread. Not quite that way. There was a little boy there who had a sack lunch, some little fish, and five little loaves of bread. Two little small fish and five little loaves of bread, about as big as my fist. Now, that's all you got, and there's 5,000. Do you think that much food would feed the number of people in here? Crawford's saying yes, because he's on the front row. He'd get it all. Yeah. No, that wouldn't go very far, would it? But Jesus prayed and blessed it and broke it, and it fed that whole crowd. Wow, what a miracle. It's called the feeding of the multitude. That's what it's called. And that's where this offering plate comes back in. because you're right, Lily, we pass this up and down the aisles and people put money in it, but the important part is to see we put our money in and then to see all the wonderful things God does with it. Just as Jesus took this little bit of food and made a big difference for so many other people, so when we put our money in the offering plate, we know and trust that God's going to multiply that and do wonderful miracles and things with that all throughout our world to help other people. That's pretty cool, isn't it? Yeah, I think that's pretty cool. You like that? Is that all right? Yeah, good. Okay, so that's what I want you to remember today. The offering isn't just something to support our church. We trust that God's going to multiply and do wonderful things with what we give into our offering plate. Okay, let's pray. Dear Jesus, thank you for all that you do for us. And thank you especially for the miracle of taking the resources we offer and building your kingdom. Amen. All right, go in peace and serve the Lord.
Today's reading is a reading from 2 Kings. A man came from Baal Shalisha, bringing food from the first fruits to the man of God. 20 loaves of barley and fresh ears of grain in his sack. Elisha said, "Give it to the people and let them eat." But his servant said, "How can I set this before 100 people?" So he repeated, "Give it to the people and let them eat. For thus says the Lord, they shall eat and have some left." He set it before them. They ate and had some left, according to the word of the Lord. The word of the Lord.
Thank you. God has looked favorably on us. Alleluia, 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 alleluia.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 6th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus went to the other side of the Sea of Galilee, also called the Sea of Tiberias. A large crowd kept following him because they saw the signs that he was doing for the sick. Jesus went up the mountain and sat down there with his disciples. Now the Passover, the festival of the Jews, was near. When he looked up and saw a large crowd coming toward him, Jesus said to Philip, "Where are we to buy bread for these people to eat?" He said this to test them, for he himself knew what he was going to do. Philip answered him, 6 months' wages would not buy enough bread for each of them to get a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said to him, "There is a boy here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, but what are they among so many people?" Jesus said, "Make the people sit down." Now there was a great deal of grass in the place, so they sat down, about 5,000 in all. Then Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed them to those who were seated, and also the fish, as much as they wanted. When they were satisfied, he told his disciples, "Gather up the fragments left over, so that nothing may be lost." So they gathered them up, and from the fragments of the 5 barley loaves left by those who had eaten, they filled 12 baskets. When the people saw the signs that he had done, they began to say, "This is indeed the prophet who is to come into the world." When Jesus realized that they were about to come and take him by force and make him king, he withdrew again to the mountain by himself. When evening came, his disciples went down to the sea, got into a boat, and started across the sea to Capernaum. It was now dark, and Jesus had not yet come to them. The sea became rough because a strong wind was blowing. When they had rowed about 3 or 4 miles, they saw Jesus walking on the sea and coming near to the boat. And they were terrified. But he said to them, "It is I. Do not be afraid." Then they wanted to take him into the boat, and immediately the boat reached the land toward which they were going. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. It was a terrible night. Blowing cold and rain in a most frightful manner. The streets were deserted, and the local baker was just about to close up shop when a man slipped through the door. He carried an umbrella blown inside out and was bundled in 2 sweaters and a thick, heavy coat. But even so, he looked wet and bedraggled. As he unwound his scarf, he said to the baker, "May I have 2 dark and rich, extra gooey, premium chocolate chip cookies to go, please?" The baker said in astonishment, "2 cookies? Nothing more?" "That's right," answered the man. "One for me and 1 for Bernice." "Bernice is your wife?" asked the baker. "What do you think?" snapped the man. "My mother would send me out on a night like this?" Cravings can be powerful things. I found these thoughts about food and cravings recently. Here's the first. I accidentally went to the grocery store on an empty stomach, and now I'm the proud owner of aisle 5. If we're not supposed to have midnight snacks, then why is there a light in the refrigerator? Chocolate is nature's way of making up for Mondays. A balanced diet is a cupcake in each hand. Thin people are easier to kidnap. Stay safe. Eat cake. I wonder if there's a taco out there somewhere thinking of me too. And my favorite, I just saw some dummy at the gym put a water bottle in the Pringles holder on the treadmill. We all know what that's like. There are times when the urge for something tasty just seems to overwhelm us. You think you're doing well on your diet, and then the red Hot Donuts Now sign is on when you pass the Krispy Kreme. We hunger for that taste of exquisite goodness. We ache inside for something that seems missing. We long to be filled. The disciples must have been confounded. What were they supposed to do? There were 5,000 folks there, and they were hungry. And all Jesus seemed to say was to ask them where they were going to get food enough for them to eat. They said, "We don't have anything here but 5 rolls and 2 small fish. But then Jesus took the fish. Jesus took the bread. He blessed it. He broke it. And then he gave it to the people. And there was plenty. There was plenty and more. And the thing there was the most of that day was Jesus himself. There was plenty of Jesus. There was plenty of his love. There was plenty of his grace. And just like in that other meal for us, that other meal where he takes bread and blesses it and breaks it and gives it to us saying, "This is my body." That other meal of incredible love, that other meal of amazing grace, that other meal that fills us so much that the leftovers burst out of us and through us to feed others because of how he has fed us, because of the grace and love we have received. But here's another astounding thing. The crowds had been listening to Jesus the whole day, and no one had given any thought to food for their bodies. And that was because Jesus was feeding them lavishly with what they craved even more. He fed them with food for their souls. He fed them from the feast of God's love and grace. And there was an abundance of that. There's plenty of Jesus, plenty of his love, plenty of his grace. Come. Come with the deep craving of your heart. Come to the altar. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Amen.
Thank you.
gathered as God's people, confess our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. Living Lord, we are hungry for you. Fill us with your bread. Give us zeal for living your way. Feed us with faith that draws us closer to you. Lead us in lives eager to tell of your love so that all might come to know you. Lord, in your mercy, God of comfort, reach into our world with your peace and hope. So often it is easy for us to get discouraged or to feel lost amidst the many conflicts and demands of our lives. Abide with us, O Savior, and give us a greater trust in your strength. Lord, in your mercy, compassionate Lord, comfort those struggling with any illness or difficulty, that they may know your healing presence. In your love, bless all in need, and especially those whom we remember before you. Lord, in your mercy, Almighty God, you are our ground, our source, our hope, our all. Give to us now and every day the assurance that nothing can ever separate us from your love. Lord, in your mercy, into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. Let us share God's peace.
merciful God.
You open wide your hands and satisfy the need of every living thing. You have set this feast before us.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. God of power and might, heaven and earth are filled with your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is the one who comes in your name. Hosanna in the highest.
In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us.
Thank you.
The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Let us pray. Jesus Christ, host of this meal, you have given us not only this bread and cup, but your very self, that we may feast on your great love. Filled again by these signs of your grace, may we hunger for your reign of justice. May we thirst for your way of peace. For you are Lord forevermore. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.